Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
When the drilling rig Deepwater Horizon exploded on April 20th and then sunk on Earth Day, it highlighted how desperate the world is for new oil. Years ago, when oil was easy to find, no one would have bothered developing the sophisticated, expensive, and risky technology that now sits in 5,000 feet of water in the Gulf of Mexico. 11 workers were killed on this one rig. Since 2001, Fox News reports that the Federal Minerals Management Service has tallied 69 offshore deaths, over 1,300 injuries, and 858 fires and explosions in the Gulf. Appropriately enough, this year's Safety Awards luncheon for the offshore industry has been postponed indefinitely. It was scheduled for May 3rd in Houston. Risky deepwater drilling is deemed necessary by an industry running faster and faster just to stay in the same place. U.S. oil production peaked in 1970 and now is around half of what it was then. Oil production in the Gulf of Mexico peaked in 2003 and declined through 2008, but deepwater drilling has brought it up to about its former high. Last year, The Washington Post quoted a senior energy consultant with the Washington firm PFC Energy as saying that Gulf oil production will decline steeply in 2012 without huge new finds. And huge new finds are what Deepwater Horizon was designed for. BP was renting it at $500,000 per day. They wouldn't have bet that kind of money if they didn't expect big payoffs. Last year, the rig probably paid for itself with a giant oil discovery in the Gulf called the Tiber Field. BP thinks the field is similar in size to other large fields there. The largest of these, Thunder Horse, has produced up to 300,000 barrels each day. At current prices, that would be over $25 million per day in revenue. Here's what the workers on Deepwater Horizon did to discover the Tiber Field, according to a BP spokesperson who spoke to the Washington Post last year. They floated their rig in a constant position in over 4,100 feet of water, and they drilled a hole under the seafloor deeper than Mount Everest. Even the temperatures are impressive. It was 35 degrees Fahrenheit at the seafloor, and at the bottom of the well, 250 degrees. The rig was huge. Its platform covered 2.5 acres, and it could accommodate up to 130 workers. Rigs like Deepwater Horizon only do exploration. Other rigs are brought in to actually pump the oil out of the ground. Getting those rigs set up is not easy either. In the case of Thunder Horse, it took nearly 10 years of battling technical difficulties and hurricanes to go from discovery to production. Over 40,000 gallons of oil a day are leaking out of the blown well that Deepwater Horizon drilled, and the leak may continue for months. Meanwhile, off a different coast, wind developers have been working about 10 years just to get the green light for construction. The Interior Department has just removed one of the last hurdles for Cape Wind's 130 wind turbines off of Cape Cod. Little oil is burned to generate electricity in the U.S. However, if Cape Wind were running now and offsetting oil-generated electricity, the project would produce 7 times as much power as is contained in the 42,000 gallons of oil leaking each day from the ruptured well in the Gulf. As I said earlier, U.S. oil production has been in decline since 1970. A policy of drill, baby, drill will extend the long tail of U.S. oil production at a cost of more explosions, oil spills, and workers' lives. The workers will die to harvest oil that will be burned once and be gone, converted into other poisons and climate-changing CO2. If regulatory hurdles to offshore wind were cleared away, how much clean, renewable energy could be built off the U.S. coasts? Doesn't it make sense to invest in harvesting an energy source that will be here tomorrow, instead of one that disappears as fast as we use it? Instead of drill, baby, drill, how about we build, baby, build our wind farms? I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.